ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australian researchers, they've found 8 new species of bees in the Pacific in what they say is an important discovery for animal migration patterns in the region. The researchers made the discoveries by examining species in forest canopies in Fiji, French Polynesia and the Federated States of Micronesia. Reporter Mackenzie Smith spoke with James Dory, a lecturer in biological sciences at the University of Wollongong, about the findings.
I've done a lot of fieldwork in Australia, now using my 5-metre net and then an 11-metre net. So basically we can reach those flowers higher up. And obviously I'm working in Australia and Fiji at the same time. I'm like, well, I should probably bring these nets to Fiji. It's a little bit harder to get them there because, you know, you have to pack them in a different way. Once we came with those nets, we almost immediately started to find new species in the Fijian canopies. And not only are they new species, but they're from an entirely different family than we thought was in Fiji.
And so was this a case of just not having the right tools to find these species up until now?
Yeah, definitely. And so in the paper, we talk a little bit about biases and sampling biases. And this particular one seems to be pretty, you know, ubiquitous across bee researchers. There's very few people looking in canopies, and there's good reason for that. It's difficult.
These 8 new species that have been found, what can you tell me about them and their significance?
Yeah, sure. So we've described 6 new species in Fiji and 1 in French Polynesia. And we've also described another species in Micronesia, which is actually in a different subgenus, still related, but I won't talk about that one as much. I think for me the most striking thing about these bees is that they are canopy specialists, and they're extremely difficult to catch outside of the canopy. So my supervisors just luckily caught 1 in 2016. And at that time we were just kind of like, well, is this native? Is it introduced? Is it a vagrant? Like, we had no idea. And that was just kind of dumb luck that it was, I guess, low enough to be caught or moving through lower vegetation at the time. But the other thing is that we've been able to use genetics and morphology to link the Fijian species with 1 in French Polynesia, which was previously a bit of a mystery. That was called Hylaeus tomatoensis. It was collected in 1930. They have 3 specimens and described in the 1960s. And what was confusing about that and mysterious was that the closest relatives were thousands of kilometres away, either in Hawaii, New Zealand or Australia. So how this tiny bee got there, they didn't know at the time.
And do we know now?
Yeah, so it seems like with that close tie with Fiji that it's probably gotten to French Polynesia via Fiji and, of course, via the intervening islands and archipelagos between the two. How it got to Fiji, we still haven't really looked at. Most likely it's come from Australia and Papua New Guinea and hopped across the islands from Vanuatu. But, you know, it's possible that it came from New Zealand, I suppose.
And on the one hand, you say you expect to find more species, but on the other, due to climate change, this task is also a race against time.
Sure. So this is, I guess, one of the woes of many scientists, and especially taxonomists, so people who are describing species. And in places like the tropics, especially for insects that really are very sensitive to ambient temperatures, they're expected to be really impacted by climate change. So as I said, we've kind of gone from 4 Homolictus to probably 30 species so far in Fiji, and from 0 Hylaeus to all of a sudden 6, and it's going to be way more of those too, I think. The fear is that those species, you know, may go extinct before we even describe them. And you might wonder, like, oh, well, you know, they go extinct and we never found them. What's the harm there? Well, obviously, if we find them and describe them, that's the first and really one of the most critical steps in trying to conserve them, either by putting things in place or even by using those species to try and, you know, influence a better change in the world.